What I tell people is, if you want to stop being growth, you have to be consistent doing something every single day, all right? That means for 1 hour, 2 hours a day, you focus on marketing. As an artist, I know that's tough.
Yeah.
All right? Good day, everyone. Welcome to Smart Growth. I'm your expert, Aloysius Anagaye, co-founder and founder of Active Boulevard and ACA International. I'm an entrepreneur, advisor, and advocate for successful business growth. Today's episode is centered all about growth and intensive scaling. We sit down with a brilliant entrepreneur that's making an impactful work here in Lagos. Welcome at Daytona.
Thank you.
So today's episode is all about growth and intensive scaling. The idea about it is just to tell you about yourself, and I will ask some questions, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Before we start, please tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, I am Adetona Adedamola from Ogun State, based in Lagos. I'm into artworks fully for now.
Okay. Can you describe what type of artworks do you do?
Okay, I do charcoal works and acrylic. So I painted my artworks as emorealism, talking about based on emotions.
Okay, all right. So we're going to talk about, I know as an artist and a business, there are two different hats. I'm going to talk about what your business has right now, right? Okay. So saying that, I'm going to ask you 5 questions first before we get into how and what scaling and growth look like to you, all right? So the first one is, how many clients or collectors do you typically sell to?
Well, currently, I have collectors for now, but I have clients I've worked with. I've worked with some hotels in Lagos here. Yeah. And also private collectors, like private people doing that private portrait and all.
In all, how many would you say you have in your that you sold to by number wise?
Just this year, at least I've made close to 30 or 40, just to say.
All right. So what do you find is the most effective way that you could double that number?
Well, I used to be an introvert, but when I took my art career as a full-time job, I started going out more, trying to meet people. I printed out flyer. So most time when I go out, I just give people my flyer and I talk to them about my work.
Okay.
So that's just the way I keep on pushing it. And currently I'm pushing them for exhibitions out there. So from there, by God's grace.
So why exhibitions?
Okay, exhibitions is, I said last, more of a bigger ground to meet more collectors. Because if you're exhibiting and work in a strong gallery, you get to meet good collectors. And the way I picture art, the moment you have one strong collector have one of a piece, other collectors are actually one of gonna pick your work also.
Okay, that's good to know right now. Saying that, what is the average sale of revenue per client? How much do you sell your pieces for?
Well, if I'm to do a commission work for someone, my list amount is 70,000, and that's for a private portrait. But if I'm selling my random works, like my main works, I sell them for as 300 above.
Okay. And monthly income, what would you like your work from?
Well, my monthly income from personal portraits, I would say it's above 400. Then if I'm to look at selling my other works, I would say it's close to 1 million or more than.
Okay. Right. So you have a large range between when you for monthly. So this big up and down.
Not every month.
Not every month. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Let's be that.
So it goes up and down, depending on the month, depending on the sales.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're talking about, we're going to talk into that and how we can be more consistent in that. All right. And the last part is, you know, we all know that we talked about the different hats,
yeah,
being a creative hat and a business hat, saying that you got to decide one without the other. How would that help you double your yearly revenue? So with your creative hat, you discuss what style or what, how would you think about doubling your revenue for the year? And with your business hat, what would you think? And then we can go into what we can come up with ideas behind that.
No problem.
So tell me, with your creative hat, what do you think would be a way for you to double your revenue?
Okay, I'm planning to have a solo exhibition this year by God's grace. So I'm working on some new works.
Mm-hmm.
So at least before the year runs out, I should have at least 40 or 30 works to push out there for a solo exhibition. And I think that's one of the ways I could build myself. So it's not going to be a group exhibition, it's going to be just my works in the gallery.
Okay. And with your business hat, what would be a way for you to scale it?
Oh, I really don't know.
That's a great answer. That's a really great answer. See, that's what I try to tell people a lot. So saying I know, don't know, is the first step to knowing. So that's a good answer. So I'm gonna kind of break down what I got from this conversation, all right? One, way that you kind of like scale your company was based on expositions and personal sales, right?
Yeah.
Through your personal sales, the word of mouth is how you spread it. Of course, you talk about flyers and stuff like that, but word of mouth is your main form of selling it. And the next part is you have a large range in portrait to personal expression works, right? And the last part is that you have a huge gap when it comes from month to month. So it goes, jumps up and down. So right now, if I would say you live in the life of an artist.
Nah, not really.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about the life of the artist in your mind. What do you think? Is it inconsistent or consistent?
For me, I won't say it's actually consistent.
It's so consistent? Okay.
Because for me, most of the time I work in my studio just working.
You're just working.
I just want to stay in my studio work.
That's the life of the artist. Now the part is the business part. Right? How do we sell it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you are living the life of the artist. So the business part is about scaling it. Do you use any social media for promotions?
I make use of Instagram and also WhatsApp. Okay. I send broadcast message to my contacts.
All right.
Some to help me post on the status and all.
Right.
So sometimes I do that. Sometimes people say some things back at you. Hey, you this. Just laugh about it and just keep quiet.
Yeah, which is interesting as an artist. Do you have a webpage?
No, not yet.
Okay, so that's something that would be interesting that we can talk about where you have. You don't have to have a intensive webpage, but I think a website presence could be something that you can think about. Do you have an idea about the demographic or target audience do you look at? Besides, I know your art is for everybody, we know that. But we're talking about the business side, not the creative side. The business side is, do you have a particular target audience that you look at?
I'm still trying to build myself on that. I'm not really, like I said, I started art professionally 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to balance myself and shape myself.
Okay. Who do you envision will enjoy your art the most? Just give a description about one person that you think will be the ideal person to say, I enjoy that art. I really, truly enjoy it.
I would say anybody that is emotionally sound.
that's nobody.
Yeah, that's the thing. So as long as you're thinking, as long as you're human,
okay,
you actually enjoy my work, because my work is all about emotions.
Okay, so first you gotta be human.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with human beings. So cats, dogs are out of it. People that don't think they are cats and dogs are out of it. Let me make a more direct question. Describe the individual, man, woman, child, that you think can fit that target audience. It's a tough question as an artist, but as a business person, you have to have some type of target audience.
My work is basically looking into mental illness.
Okay. And somebody who can really recognize that. So in order for me to give you my demographic, can I give you my demographic? May not, it may be right, it may be wrong.
Okay.
But so somebody who knows the knowledge of mental health issues, right? So somebody usually 20 something and up. So we give a 20 years to 40 years.
Yeah.
Right? That's good. Maybe a little older as well, but we'll say that the target audience, somebody that's kind of like educated.
Educated, yeah.
All right. So somebody who has had, in the U.S. it's called high school, but we call it, what do you call it, university?
University, yeah.
Yeah. So somebody who has gone through secondary school at least, all right? So that's somebody, okay? Next will be somebody who can afford it. All right, who can afford to go beauty. So maybe a semi-profession or professional job person, right? Somebody who owns the office, who goes to the office. And these are the kind of things you have to kind of break down so you can spend your best times targeting those people so your artwork can be spread out. Not discrediting who can enjoy your artwork, but to financial part, the business side. So that's something I would look for you to start targeting in. I think your galleries does it naturally, but as an individual person, you can't wait to galleries to go into effect. It has to be a business every day, every moment kind of thing. It's being consistent. So what I tell people is, if you want to start being growth, you have to be consistent doing something every single day, all right? That means for 1 hour, 2 hours a day, you focus on marketing. As an artist, I know that's tough.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't care, do you have individuals around you that can take that role?
Yeah, I used to have someone that helped me manage my account sometimes.
Yeah. I think sometimes having a business manager is a good idea sometimes. Especially as a former athlete, I started off with an agent. And then I went to college, and I went to college for business. And then I realized that I can do a better job than him. But no, I realized that my plane, me myself, was given my job. And I knew how to read a contract. I knew all the skills I needed to be an agent. And I became my own agent. Now, there were some learning curves. I made some mistakes. But I was able to say, I can handle that because I had the skills. Now, if you did believe that your greatest skill is you being the artist, it's always good to have somebody with a greater skill to be a business person, right? Yeah. So being able to communicate that, being honest with yourself, but as you are learning and finding that partner or that business partner, you got to be able to do that. Next thing, I think you got to kind of, I think you're very realistic on how much you can sell. I think you have something about that. So being realistic is something I don't have to come down into, right? Monthly, this is the part I need you about understanding. You have to kind of break down what is your monthly expenses and how much time you spend trying to sell. Because artists, how many hours do you paint, do you think, or do your artwork a day?
In a day, well, I don't really calculate.
Right, so for me, I would start calculating because I tell people what you put in is what you get. And business-wise, if you're putting in time just being an artist, you're gonna get the greatest artwork, but you're gonna have slow business. It's hard to do both. So if I was to advise you, 2 hours a day promotion, I don't know how much time of artwork you need.
Yeah.
I know that is when you get into a flow. Yeah, flow is something you don't want to
vibe.
It's a vibe. You don't want to get away from that. And that takes away from the business. So we, you know, you got to kind of calculate that as well. How many times have you been in a vibe?
A lot.
And it's that is really important. So you don't want to take that away. And then you start calculating how many times you can do a marketing, sales, and advertisement, all different things. All right, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So calculating how much time you put in is how much time you get out, right? That's important. And I think when we have more conversations, it's going to be really important that you seal that down, all right? Do you have any other questions before we kind of wrap up this conversation?
No.
No? All right. So here, being an artist is one hat. Being a business person is another hat. Being a marketing is another hat. Everybody has different roles to play. It's okay to go out and look for different people to help you out, to fit those roles. If you don't have those people, you learn the skill slowly. You know, and as you learn the skill, ask questions. Ask a lot of questions, all right? So my biggest advice to you is right now, figure out how much time you spend on the business part and how many times you spend on the art part to kind of figure out what type of people and roles that you need to play so you can scale up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. In scaling and growing your business, it's very important that you take inventory, and it's very important that you assess where you're at right now to where you gotta go. It doesn't mean that you're doing something bad. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just reminds you to where you gotta go. Scaling is always something you can measure. So start measuring the time you put in things and what you do.